Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks very much for downloading us from Radio MD or iHeart or Apple or wherever you downloaded us from. Get your nutrients better from the source of supplements. Americans eat and inhale over 70,000 plastic particles each year. Can racket sports give you a fitter, longer life? Heartburn drugs again tied to fatal risks. And tight diabetes control may not benefit the heart long term. Wow, these are really good stories this week, aren't they? And everyone should know what they mean for their health. And that's what we do on You, the Owner's Manual podcast. This is 953A. And why not everyone should sleep with a white noise magazine machine? Everything you need to know about brain injuries and even mild ones may be tied to lasting functional deficits. Without older subjects, cancer drug trials rely on atypical patients. Blueberries promote heart health, and younger gout patients have higher odds of blood clots. And what you should do if you're planning surgery, you may not need opioids. Now, that fits with, remember, our guest segment 950B from Travis Ryder a couple weeks ago. He is the author of In Pain, His Own Struggle with Opioids After a Motor Vehicle Accident. Well, sometimes you don't need it, and you can do with an epidural or regional anesthesia or acupuncture or some other things such as aromatherapy. And you probably shouldn't drink 25 cups of coffee a day, but it isn't necessarily bad for you. Let's get into those stories. So this is the 25 cups of coffee. Yeah, you can do 25 cups of coffee, according to researchers at the Mayo Clinic, and you get more energy, and they won't harm you as long as you have space them out. But most of us don't have a bathroom near enough at all times to have 25 cups of coffee a day. If you do, you're kind of lucky, because the more coffee you have, the lower your risk of Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, liver cancer, and type 2 diabetes. The opioid epidemic has been fueled by prescribing painkillers, giving extra painkillers after surgery. But a new study found that more than half of patients probably don't need opioids. This is from the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and it was looking at the risk of doing opioids and how many people could avoid it, over 50% with an operation. What should you do if you're planning an operation? Talk to your doctor about doing guided imagery, yoga, stress management techniques beforehand. Talk about physical activities and what you can do afterwards and how you can avoid this. Should you get acupuncture? Should you get regional anesthesia? Should you get non-steroidals? What else can you do? The younger gout patients, well, if you've got gout, that's that big toe hurting greatly from increased uric acid. Well, the interesting thing is that there's a greater risk, 25% greater risk of blood clots developing in deep veins, which are the serious ones, within the first 10 years after diagnosis than all the rest of us have. Talk to your doctor about going on aspirin as a routine anti-clotting effect. Blueberries studied in 115 people, randomized double-blind trial with overweight and obese adults aged 50 to 70 who are at high risk for cardiovascular disease. One-third of the group ate a cup of freeze-dried blueberries a day, another third a half cup, and the final third similar-looking placebo. What happened? the people who took the full group had reduced arterial stiffness and increased levels of the good HDL cholesterol. So maybe you get a heart benefit from blueberries. If you like them, go for it. A full cup of frozen blueberries, great. The interesting article also on who signs up for cancer trials. Well, it's not who signs up. It's also who's recruited. They don't recruit many older people. That is, the oldest of the group over the age of 65 are often excluded from these studies, yet it is the group over 65 who develops most cancers. So that's a very interesting comment. We're going to have to lean on the FDA to make sure that drug trials with cancer drugs are done in older individuals. People who have mild traumatic brain injuries are about double the risk of having lasting functional defects compared to everybody else, and have about the same risk, it's a little less, but have a sizable risk of long-term damage than people who had more severe injuries. That is, about 18% of them, of people with mild injuries, still had problems concentrating and with work tasks 6 months later. Next study is the group on, why not everyone should sleep with a white noise machine. Well, it turns that most people don't need it, and 5% of Americans do sleep with sound conditioner, such as a fan or phone app or other noise-producing device. Let's go over it. White noise is composed of a more or less equal mix of low, medium, and high frequency sounds. Pink noise and brown noise emphasize low frequency tones to a greater extent. Remember, a lot of us guys have high frequency deafness, so it's good that the noise machines have low frequency. And it found that when people were exposed to pink noise as opposed to silence, they had more stable, higher quality sleep, and they improve memory. So maybe these pink noise machines are what all of us should get. But unless you're reporting difficulties with outside noise, probably you don't need any noise machine. Doesn't help enough. Another interesting study on tight glucose control, that is keeping blood sugar in the normal range, it did not decrease the 5-year risk of heart attacks. So there's more to diabetes management than just keeping the blood glucose as normal as possible. And so a lot of this is, let's avoid the diabetes in the first place. Type 2 diabetes, a lot of us have the genes for it, but whether you get it or not is a lot up to your choices. So do avoid the choices that foster type 2 diabetes. That is, be active, don't have a lot of carbohydrates, keep your weight down, keep your LDL cholesterol down, keep your blood pressure down, and as we said it again, manage stress. Heartburn drugs, these are the PPIs. Prilosec, Prevacid, Nexium, we heard about their relating to kidney failure and stomach cancer. Well, this is another study showing they increase the risk of heart disease if taken for longer than 2 weeks. It's about a 20% increase, but that means that you go from 11 per 100 to 13 per 100 in this study. Not very much. What's the best sport for living a longer life? Believe it or not, it is racket sports. I'm not just saying that because I'm a squash and tennis player, but tennis, racquetball, badminton, ping pong are better, it turns out, from a longevity standpoint than just aerobic classes, running, swimming, or cycling. The risk of early death is decreased 47% with racket sports, 28% with swimming, 27% with aerobics, 15% reduced with bicycling. Now, all of those things aren't equal. It's a tough study to do. So my own feeling is any sport you play is great. The more, the better. Now, what about getting your nutrients? Where should you get them from? Yeah, you got it right. We think it's much better to get them from food than from supplements. But if I always say this, a half a multivitamin twice a day, plus some extra omega-3, plus some calcium and magnesium, and a little extra D are all things that I get in supplements. And thank you, Persona Nutrition, for being a sponsor. And I do get to sit on their medical advisory committee. So Persona Nutrition is the company I get my vitamins from. People always ask that. But it probably doesn't matter where you get them as long as you get them and take them reliably. Americans eat and inhale over 70,000 plastic particles each year. They're being found in muscle tissue when people are dying. We don't know what it means, but we're putting so much plastic in the environment that they're in air, they're in bottled water, they're in seafood. Those are the three biggest sources, although they're also in sugar and salt, and even beer contribute. That is, when you open a bottle of beer, just like when you open a bottle of bottled water or when you bite into some seafood, they often have plastic particles in them. So, messages from today. Coffee is good, but don't go to 25 cups. If you're having surgery, talk to your physician about how to avoid opioids beforehand. Think about it yourself. If you have gout, talk to your doctor about going on baby aspirin earlier than you might. Enjoy blueberries if you like them, because they will decrease your risk of heart disease. At least they did in this randomized controlled trial, if you had a cup a day. No need to sleep with a white noise or pink noise machine if you're doing fine without it. And heartburn drugs, the protein pump inhibitors, those purple pills, go off them after 2 weeks. Take a vacation of 2 weeks before you start them again. What's the best sport for activity? Well, it's anyone you'll play. But if you can play all of them, it looks like racket sports are better. And I don't know what to say about the plastic particles in our environment. I guess the message is just avoid them. Thanks, Randall, for great engineering. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast 953A. The latest medical news of the week, but much more importantly, what that news means to you. Thanks very much for downloading us. And remember, if you're interested in that story about avoiding opioids after surgery, tune in to 950B. The B's are always the guest segment of the week. Tune in to 950B to hear Travis Ryder talk about his book, In Pain. He's a bioethicist, and it talks about his personal struggle with opioids after he got addicted to them, after major foot surgery due to motorcycle riding. We'll be back next week with a new A, the news of the week, and a new B, the best guess on the earth. So thanks very much. And thank you for tuning in.